Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode. To get a few things out of the way first, you can go to our Facebook page and like us, and I think share us. That's how Facebook works, right? You can share things with friends and stuff to get to more people to listen to us. You can also head over to iTunes and like us there, and you can subscribe to us there so that you get our episodes every single week. The same week that we pump them out. You can also head on over to our Twitter page. Our Twitter handle is
@comesnaturalpod.
And follow us there. We do post things. Let's get started.
Welcome to Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
I am Cody. Once again, no Mike, so fuck that guy. Welcome. We do not have a Mike's Wrestling Manette because Mike's not here and Joe is not prepared.
About the only thing I'd be prepared for to say is something we've already talked about before with CM Punk. This weekend happens to be his fight. I would love to see it, but I'm going to be in Disneyland. So all y'all out there, go and watch it. I'm sure it's going to be entertaining and fun and whatever. Is it on pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Is his fight on pay-per-view, though?
Yep.
So if you're really into UFC and you want to buy it on pay-per-view and watch it.
Yeah.
That's my wrestling minute.
Boom. That was like less than a minute. Booyah. Booyah. We're
going to talk about the giant thing that happened
news.
Today.
Yep.
And?
So Apple had their press conference today for the full official announcement of the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. Amongst other things, Apple Watch Series 2, iOS 10, sort of, more features in a way, and the release of the date. You'll be able to download it on your device if not getting a new one. Obviously, the big news was the phone and the updated watch.
Yes, but there were other big news.
There were other big news as well.
That happened.
One of the most shocking.
Which, again, I said this while we were watching it. I don't understand how this didn't get leaked. Like...
Yeah, it's pretty outlandish.
It's been rumored. I shouldn't even say rumored.
It's been wanted.
It's been wanted.
People wanted rumors. Like, oh yeah, wouldn't it be cool if this was on iPhone stuff?
Yeah.
And that thing is.
You're like, it would be cool, but it would never happen because they have their own system. They're going to do their own thing.
They have their own mobile devices.
Yeah.
It's not as widely as, I mean, actually probably sell more units.
They're the number one selling mobile device. Out there.
It's not a cell phone.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you guys haven't guessed what we're talking about, it's Nintendo.
Yeah.
Nintendo's officially announced a partnership with Apple for iOS support.
And they're bringing Mario.
And the first one to hit is Mario. It's called Super Mario Run.
Run, yep.
And it'll be out in December. And it is a side-scrolling...
It's a runner game.
Runner game based in
the Mario Land. But it looked super awesome.
It does look super awesome. He clambers up stuff, which is super dope because it's an auto run, right? And then there's obstacles, obviously, like pipes and the blocks, and you have to hit the blocks, and there's bad guys. We saw Goombas. We saw Turtles. We saw, we saw Fireballs in the
fireballs
one dungeon
and stuff
one.
Like
we didn't
that,
see any of their bad guys, but
they,
I'm sure.
They gave a lot of different interactions, so it is just a automatic side-scroller, right? But you'll run into these blocks that they showed that will... cause you to bounce backwards or pause you, which was really interesting.
Yeah.
And then you saw like the fireballs come up and then you have to time your run.
Yep. You have to hit the screen to get off the pause block. And it looked really good though. The animation looked good.
Oh my God. The animation looked great. He was doing like hardcore at some point.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Jumping over Goombas.
Yeah. It was dope.
Yeah.
It was super, super cool looking. It's exciting because that's just the first one. The first thing announced, but it's like this is from Nintendo, and they had the man himself,
Shigeru Miyamoto.
Yep, he was there, the creator of the father of Mario, was on stage to announce it. So I mean, it's obviously the first step in many things to come.
I imagine that this is going to be like the big thing. They're going to see how well it works, and if it works well, because it's not going to be a freemium game.
Nope,
you are going to pay for this up front. They didn't announce what the pricing will be. I'm sure they will once it gets closer. It obviously, if not, you know, when it just launches.
Yeah.
But they said that once you buy it, you've bought it. You've bought everything in the game. There is no store that you can purchase stuff from within. You purchased it. You're done with it. So it'll be interesting to see, A, where they price it, if they price it competitively with other runner games.
Especially ones that are that or you're paying fully for.
Yeah. I've never really bought games on iOS. I bought a few.
I bought like, I bought Angry Birds back in the day before it was free because it used to be a dollar.
Oh yeah, I did buy it. 99 cents. But so, what would you say would be your price point for like a Mario game? Where would you think that they would be good for them?
If we're talking about this Mario game,
yes,
I would say the most I think I would pay is $2, maybe three, like $2.99 or $1.99, probably the most I'd want to spend, just because it is literally just a runner.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna guess it's probably gonna hit that 99 cents mark. Just seems like a good price point for them, but also just seems like a really, like introductory price for something that doesn't have like it doesn't have a lot, you know, to it. I can't imagine what else, like the premium portion of it would be.
Yeah.
That, you know, like the store bought stuff. I mean, maybe a different outfit. You'd make him look like Luigi, or make him look like Fire Mario, or whatever. You know, like get him a Kakuna suit, or you know, whatever. I would definitely probably get a frog suit for him, though, because one of my favorites.
Yeah, you did love the frogs.
Yeah, I love the frogs. What about you? What would you say? If obviously someone who hasn't really bought many games.
I would definitely say this would be a sure purchase at 99 cents.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
My problem is I can see this being a $4.99 game.
Yes.
That they could easily charge for. And at that point, it starts to get a little iffy because it is just a side runner game. Granted, it's not an infinite runner, which... Yeah, if you did $5 for an infinite runner, it'd be stupid. This one actually has levels and stuff that you can progress through, much like a Mario game where you work your way to the flag pole, literally, and just move on to the next level.
It has like a multiplayer component to it, which is pretty dope.
Right. It had ghost running, so you could race against a friend who you're
previously
ghost running against.
Ran,
yeah. I would say the most I probably would pay for this would be $2. So... Hoping 99 cents, it would be a definite buy at 99 cents because...
It would be hard for me to do the $2.99, like the $3. $2, I'd probably go ahead and do it. Mm. But 99 cents for sure. I just hit it. Like, just take my monies.
Even if the game wouldn't be great, like, I play Futurama constantly.
Yeah.
And I can see the overall arc in game like this just being like Futurama where you're just running through different stages. But I would want this to be popular just so that they do make more games. And I would hope to... I'm not even saying getting like a Zelda game. I want like a Metroid game on the iPhone. Some really cool... I don't even know what it would be. It could be a side-scroller as well, you know?
And the thing about this is like Miyamoto even talked about it. It's... The idea behind it is it's a game you can play on your iPhone with one hand. And that was the whole thing, is he hold on to a rail of the subway, or the handle on a subway, eat a hamburger, you know, whatever. But that's the idea behind it, because the Japanese culture, for people who don't know, they're very big on efficiency and being able to do things.
Yes.
So making a game where you solely can play it with one hand, like literally your thumb.
It's literally just tap and jump, and if you hold it, he jumps higher.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yep. So it's not like you don't have to swipe left or right to make him duck or anything. You literally just hit him jump. And you don't run, like, it looks like he was just literally clambering over bad guys. So I don't know if that got him points for killing him, because it didn't seem like he was running into any bad guys. He looked like there was just over him, land on him, or just like at one point he like looked like he, like you said, parkoured over.
Yeah, it was weird.
So I was like, I don't know if that was like a short tap and he just like did that, or it was, I don't know, it was interesting. It's interesting to see what it is, because it may just be one of those things where the only thing that stops you or slows you down, like if you hit it, you stop. You know what I mean?
Because it's a timed thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're racing to get better score, more coins, or a faster time.
Yep. So it seemed pretty interesting, but like I said, it's the first of many to come. But I mean, it does open the floodgates for so much more. I mean, porting of old games.
Oh my god!
You know, like making a store where you could like get a Nintendo app that would just let you buy the games and play them on there.
Getting the original Mario on
exactly.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I mean, it's
so many people would do that.
It's ridiculous to think about. I mean, really. I said this before. Can you imagine like a Mario Party game?
Yeah.
Where you like where everyone you'd have an iPad, and the iPad was the world, and then everybody's controller is their iPhone or iPod, and then you link up through the app, and you can play a party but on your, like, you have the board and then you have your multiples. Like, that's, like, yep. It should be.
And it's not like that's unheard of. That there are games out there that I've seen that do that. They're just not very.
Life does it. Monopoly did it.
They're just not huge games in my world.
Yeah.
But something like that in Nintendo, for something from Nintendo, I mean, you know, you own an iPad Pro.
Yep.
And we all have iPhones. We could literally come over here and just waste some time on Wednesday and just play a game. That would be
amazing.
Fantastic.
Speaking of which, reminds me of a thing I read on, I don't know if it was Reddit or if it was Dig, but the developers of Dungeons & Dragons.
Are they making a mobile game?
They are making a mobile version that'll run on an iPad with support for mobile devices.
Oh, so that.
Yep. Exactly what we talked about. That's where the idea came from.
That would actually be really interesting.
Yep. Because anyway, you have all your control, all your stats and everything on there. You could roll the figurative dice through it. And then you'd have a map on your iPad that would basically be the dungeon. And then your dungeon master could create it.
Uh-huh.
And it would just pop up different things. You could see like an animation of the creature or whatever it is on the screen when you go through. It'd be super dope.
You wouldn't even have to have a dungeon master, like a physical one.
You don't just have to, but it'd be fun if you did, though.
It'd be fun to give that option, but if you didn't want to, like, if you wanted to do something more on the fly, and you just had, you know, randomly generate a dungeon, that'd be absolutely fantastic. And then everybody's character could just be carried with them, because it's their phone that it's attached to.
Yep. So I think they talked about they're going to look at crowdfunding it. So it'd be interesting to see what happens with that.
If they make it really well, I'd totally be down for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think of it then. I wonder if the D&D stuff, like the manuals are on iBooks and stuff.
It's one of those things that I would say I don't see why not, but at the same time.
Yeah, I wonder if Wizard of Coast has done it.
They might not have done it.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, something to look up later.
That the Nintendo partnership is by far the thing that like surprised me the most out of everything.
Yeah.
Like out of the blue. Like I didn't even hear rumblings, like official rumblings of this, like rumors. Like there's like we were saying earlier, there's always been people, wouldn't it be cool if that's a big difference between the
New York Post or some journal being like, hey, guess what? We've heard that they've been in talks with Shigeru Miyamoto.
Like boom. Like not just that, Nintendo, like it, like when he, like, boom, Nintendo came up, we're like,
Well, it was the whole speech leading up to it. And they're like, you know, and this guy's never been seen on any other platform, and he, blah, blah, blah. And I was sitting there going, Nintendo?
Yeah, it was fucking
And
nuts.
Then he just suddenly goes, it's Mario. And here's a, you know, he waves out Shigeru Miyamoto to come out and talk more about it. And I'm like, we were both just sitting there shocked.
It's like, unbelievably, I was just like, what now?
Yeah.
What? That's fucking unbelievable. Let's see.
That was pretty much the start.
That's how they started. Yeah. He came out, did the education stuff, right?
Yep.
Talked about that. Talked about what they're doing with the schools. And then the update stuff. And then gave you fucking Nintendo. Like, it was crazy. Like I think that's more shocking than last year when they did they had Microsoft on stage with them for the Office stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like this one blew my mind. Like no one knew, people knew Office has been on iOS for a while now, but no one knew they were having such a deep partnership where we actually have Microsoft employees working at Apple campus to work on
Microsoft Office
for
Office.
For Apple and stuff. It's just fucking crazy. But this, mind blowing.
Yep.
That was a hell of a way to start off the fucking conference for sure. Mm-hmm. Then they went into watchOS updates.
Yep,
which is just obviously a refresh of the OS itself with some new features, and then Series 2 for the Apple Watch. Which the big thing, obviously, is the two big things would be the GPS integration. Or I guess three big things: GPS integration. Non-usage of the phone, so you can use it as a standalone device.
Yep.
Which means you could actually get an Apple Watch and not have to have an iPhone.
No, because it has the GPS.
It has the GPS in it. It just obviously you lose the app support for other things.
Yeah.
But technically you could buy it and use it, because right now you can't even set it up without an Apple, without an iPhone.
Yeah.
Because you can't even use an iPad or an iPod. No. It has to be an iPhone.
And you can't connect it to a computer.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the third thing was the fact that it is water resistant.
Waterproof.
Waterproof. I'm sorry, waterproof.
They specifically said waterproof.
This is waterproof, yes. The other one is water resistant. This is like 50 meters supported. Like this is like legit. Like you could go diving with this.
They were literally saying that.
Yeah.
They were showing people, look, you can swim with this thing on. In fact, we even made apps.
Yep. A swimming app. Two, technically, actually. Well, in the fitness one, they have two swimming exercise trackers inside the fitness app. So it's like, what?
They put serious math into that, too.
Oh, they showed like the lady swimming with the crazy breather thing on.
And they're talking about how they took like blood work to measure this and measure that.
Lactic acids. Like, and then they showed the device they built to use the stress of the watch, which basically had six watches on this crazy wheel that just literally
ran it for
24 hours a day for weeks on end to see the wear and tear on the watch. I'm like, dang. So that was pretty interesting. The watch itself looks exactly the same for the most part. Internals have been switched up a little bit. New chip.
Mm-hmm. Supposed to be, 50%? Was that one 50% faster than...
Yeah, because it's a dual core.
Yeah. I'm just trying to, because obviously watching the conference, they throw so many numbers at you.
Numbers.
Percent. So it's 50% faster than series, what's now known as the Series 1. And the GPU built into it is
twice better,
as fast or something like that.
So better graphics, brighter screen because they redid the LCD on it or LED on it. He said the new redesigned speaker, which is part of the waterproofing, is they changed the actual completely build of the speaker itself, which he said is louder now.
Makes sense too.
Yeah, because it's more flush. Yeah. But also, when you get done with the water exercise, it actually ejects water out by pumping the speaker.
Yeah.
To flush water out of the enclosure, because really they could seal up all the buttons like you do in any device,
but seal a speaker
because it needs air.
Yeah.
So. Have it open. So what they had to do is they had to redesign how the speaker worked, and they just changed the way it worked, and boom.
Yep.
So that's pretty awesome. Better battery life, they said, but that's also going to help if you have a Series 1, as they're referred to now. The update for iOS or for WatchOS 3 will improve your battery life there, too, because they're tweaking some stuff.
Honestly, and performance. I've never had a problem with the battery on my watch.
And I do sometimes, but it's because I use it too much.
Yeah. See, I'm probably the more normal user of
for
it.
Sure.
Yeah. Check time every once in a while, check notifications, and I'm pretty much
I control stuff. I reply to things. I talk to it like Dick Tracy.
Yeah. I get definitely 2 days out of mine.
Not me. I get a day. Sometimes not even that.
Now, with all that said, is that an upgrade for you? Is that something that, like, all those features that were released, is that something that you're like, yes? Because the starting price was $369, which is actually pretty...
So like the
pretty reasonable. Your watch was what,
$599? So it's the same
one
that I have.
You'd have. Yeah.
So it'd be the same price. It'd just be like a year later being upgrading. So maybe, maybe not. Depends. The other big thing we did skip over is the an addition to the Apple Watch for the most popular app on iPhone right now, which is Pokemon Go.
Oh right, Pokemon Go.
Is announcing support for the Apple Watch through the app, just like anything else. It's gonna have like a fitness aspect to it, because really Pokemon Go is for fitness, really. I mean, yes, it's fun, but it's a reason to get people out and about and do activities, sightsee, things like that. And this is just another component of it, because now you don't have to whip your phone out and look at your screen until you want to get a Pokemon, which I thought was kind of wish they would have done. Like, you could actually catch the Pokemon from your watch, like kind of like the Pokemon Plus would be.
Yeah,
but I get it. I mean, the cool thing is it's going to show you're nearby, but it's also going to give you a haptic feedback when there are Pokemon
when it does appear.
When one does appear, like he showed the Snorlax during the press conference. So then you'd pull your phone out and catch that. The question for me, though, is it a glance, as in you can run it from the watch, or do you have to have it open on your phone?
Right, because obviously they showed it just running on the phone, and... Wasn't there like some sort of he pushed to start and then there was like a push to stop when they did the walking thing?
Yeah, so you could track your walking. So I'm wondering if it's
another
because you can use it to hatch eggs and track your egg.
Yeah,
because they showed hatching an egg from the watch.
Right.
So it's running something, because there's apps that are on the watch you can run solely without having to have your phone open.
Right, and they make mention of how the Series 2 is going to be faster in the updating of information.
Exactly.
On the watch, but the question would be, is this something that's going to actively always run in the background So while you're wearing your watch, you're tracking that distance for you, or is it something where you're going to have that app open in order to do
that? It's funny, though, you mentioned that, because in the press conference, the Pokemon Go was before they announced Series 2 Watch. That was during the Watch OS stuff.
Yeah.
So that doesn't even talk about the GPS usage of just the watch.
Right.
So I wonder if it still uses the phone.
That's, yeah.
So the app would have to be open just in battery saver mode, so upside down in your pocket.
Well, since they didn't say that, I would hope that it would still run be able to run separately and just be able to talk to it. Yeah.
Interesting. Because we'll find out December.
It could still use the GPS of the phone and the tracking on the watch, but then at that point, I think, yes, it would have to be open on the watch in order to be running.
Yeah. Well, I figured that part, because even if you turn on a glance, which they showed, it showed, you know, the distance for your eggs. They showed two eggs in there, and it was at a glance. By the way, if you guys don't want to glance on an Apple Watch, it's the face, but it's a complication to the face, so it has extra stuff on it. And this one happens to be a complication for Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
So it's main one just for it. So when you download and install the watch version of it, you will get that as a capability of it, giving you a watch face that has the complications, which are the integration to the apps themselves, so like the egg hatching and your distance and things like that. But it actually had a when you open the app on the watch, it showed a map where your surroundings. It shows you everything like that.
Showed you the three nearby. And,
yep.
Yeah.
So the top three nearby, just like it would on your screen, without having to open the nearby menu, you can actually see it, which is pretty dope, just in general. So that was not a shocker. We knew it was going to come because how popular it is,
right?
But it's definitely a big surprise to what they're doing with it, because you can actually collect Pokestops from there.
Yep.
It actually shows
the little spin. You literally spin it, and it gives you all the little information about the Pokestop,
which, by the way, most people don't actually do. But yes, if you click on the name of it, it gives you the info of the Pokestop and kind of why they. It's the reason why it's a Pokestop, not just, hey, it's a McDonald's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is coming soon, but...
It's a wired dude on a skateboard.
Yeah, it's a metal guy skating, whatever. Yeah. By the way, that was a stop we saw today.
Yeah.
So then, to your question about the Watch Series 2, it might be. The GPS is neat. The big thing is they did that because... People complain, I don't want to keep my phone on me when I'm like going to run.
Yeah,
so obviously they did that so you could do that. And obviously it introduced the second big reveal for the watch, which is the Nike Plus version.
Yep.
Nike Plus, if you guys don't know, is a fitness thing through Nike itself, the company. Used to get a Bluetooth fob that connected via a Bluetooth from your iPod or iPhone. And tracked your running. You put it on the laces of your shoe. It has a pedometer on it, blah, blah, blah. Then they came out with one that attached to your arm. Then they came out with a wrist-mounted one.
They had one that went in the shoe, too.
They had one that went in the shoe.
Yeah.
They had shoes that actually had it built into the shoe. One, yeah. It was the right shoe, I think.
Fucking hilarious.
I think then. So they announced that version of the watch. It is a Series 2 watch. It's just a Nike Plus one. So it has... Built into the OS is Nike stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not meaning you can't get a watch too and get a Nike app. It just won't be integrated in through the same way it is in the watch, because it actually has interfaces in it for that. It's a complication built in already, or in a glance built in already. I'm sure they can build one for.
Came with its own special band too.
Yeah, it was a special Nike. Once I saw it, I was like, it looked like a Nike one.
Oh yeah,
it had the hideous. Colors.
Black and green, and neon green.
Yeah,
and
just fucking with the holes in it, like you see any like Nike stuff.
Yeah.
Always has that weird, those weird colors. It has a social aspect to it. What just popped up?
A Kingler.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Sorry, guys. We're going to catch some Pokemon while we're talking here. So the big thing with that is obviously it's for runners and people who use that will be exercising that. And they built part of it is, and the reason it's built into the watchOS of that special version is because it has special notifications for motivation and stuff. And so that's probably, you know, one of the big things about it.
Yeah, they had this whole big thing. What was the phrase? Are you running today?
Are you running today? Yeah.
Yeah, and they'd sit
that
there and tell you.
That is definitely
a Kingler. It booked on me.
Did it really? Yeah, because you don't have a screen. Check it, see if it fucked up. So that was pretty dope. I'm gonna use Ultra Ball on it, so.
Go fuck yourself.
No, thank you.
I didn't.
So I mean that's cool that they're working with other people for it. Yeah, it does suck.
Yeah.
He broke out of mine but didn't book. So obviously they're as they said in the press conference, the second most popular watch brand in the world, which is stupid because it's only been out for 18 months.
Right. I wonder how close they are to Rolex too. That's who they had as number one. Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Boom!
Catching fucking Kinglers with your Ultra Ball.
Yeah! I don't even have a Krabby. That's the best part.
I know.
Boom. Booyah. 650 points.
What CPU was it?
399.
Oh, my.
I mean, it's not great. It's an evolved version of it, but it's still, I mean.
It's another one that I've seen and haven't caught.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's nice to see that, obviously. When it first came out, there's a lot of rumors that the watch isn't selling nearly as good. It had a price drop.
Even working at some big box stores that they do, we saw a lot of them purchased and then a lot returned.
Yep. It's an expensive thing, and that's the thing Apple, like, people don't often understand. Apple is not just a brand, but it's a glory. It's like a, what's the word? I don't want to say privileged brand, but. I mean, it really is what it is. It's a high-end brand.
It's a very, like, white ear pods. You know.
Yeah. Yep. But it's a status thing. Yeah. But it's very well branded.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, having a watch, a lot of people knew it was coming. There was a lot of rumors about it when it was finally announced. Pre-orders were ridiculous on it.
Yeah.
It was selling it everywhere. Like Joe said, working at a big box store, we saw them come back.
Yeah.
We often wondered why, but then realized people just they spent $400, $500 on a watch and they're never going to use half the features on it.
Yeah.
Which is what that, I mean, obviously, if you buy a watch that has features on it, if you're not using those features, then you just wasted your money. If you buy a Rolex, you're buying it for the name because the Rolex doesn't do anything but tell you time and the date.
Right.
And some of those don't even tell you the date, they just tell you the day. They don't have a month, they don't have a year. So they just, is it the 28th? Boom, you know it's the 28th. Then you have to remember what month it is. Is it August? What month is it? September? I don't know.
I don't know.
The 28th of one of these months, and by the air, I'm gonna guess later half. So we did see a lot of them come back. There's a lot of rumors that they're struggling to sell them. Obviously, it's not the case.
Nope.
I think what really helped is the price drop on some of them. When we bought ours, we also had a little different way of getting ours, but the price drop did help. And obviously, it wasn't nearly as rough for them as everyone supposed it was, because number two brand in the world in watches. And when you looked at that list, there was only one name on there I didn't really recognize. It was that two name one. I didn't even really know what it was now, but I was like, it's a European brand, you know, some crazy, like, you know, people see it in magazine ads and like, look at this, it's a blah blah blah. Like, if I see a Rolex, I can tell it's a Rolex because why it says big gold letters is Rolex on it, and they're hideous watches, most of them. But, like, it was weird to see Casio was on there, like Seiko was on there.
Yeah, Casio rounded out the top.
Yep, like
10.
It got dropped off obviously because Apple took over. But yeah, so it's interesting to see. So obviously they did well enough, but also partnershiped with obviously Nike, one of the biggest sports brands in the world, if not the biggest sports brand in the world. I know Adidas is like really big other places, but I think pretty sure Nike, obviously Jordan's helped that quite a bit. So they're probably, I mean, it does help that, but they're making, the thing about it is they're going forward with this, obviously with a partnership with Nike, to make a separate version of the Apple Watch Series 2 that is a Nike Plus version. So obviously they're doing well enough where Nike wants to get in bed with them for this.
And they have the ability then to release a shit ton more different watches, which is completely weird to me.
Yeah. So so not only do we have the four colors of the regular one, then they have four colors of the Nike one, and they introduced a new material for the Apple Watch because they got rid of the crazy expensive gold one.
Yeah, and
they have a regular gold one. They have the aluminum one, the stainless steel, and the rose gold. Now they're introducing a fifth color and a third material, which is ceramic, and it's a shiny white one. When you say to me, it basically looks like a toilet. It's that shiny white. It's like a pearlesque look to it.
Yeah. Well, they said pearl. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so it's porcelain. A pearlized, you know, porcelain yeah. looking. It's made of ceramics, not porcelain. It's the worst fucking thing is porcelain. You hit it on something, it just breaks. I don't know if you ever hit a toilet or anything solid, it just fucking breaks. I have. So ceramics, obviously, it's lighter than aluminum. It's stronger than the steel.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe it's more expensive. I don't know. I clicked on the filter to look at the pricing.
Yeah, they didn't really say in the press conference. Yeah. They didn't say pricing there. They obviously just said everything starting at $269.
Yeah, so $269 for Series 1. Series 2 would be $369.
Yeah.
They're starting at, so that means they go up just like anything else.
Yeah.
There's a Venom Nat too.
It's not a fucking Kingler.
Oh, there's also a Graveler somewhere over here.
Fucking Kingler just booked on me.
That's fucking bullshit. Do your... Oh, he's gone though, right?
He's gone.
He's not on your thing at all?
Nope.
I think you caught it, because he probably would have booked it on me too if I didn't catch him. He did waste two of my Ultra Balls, though.
Oh.
Well, he wasted one of them because he popped out of it, mm-hmm. and then he obviously got caught in the second one, so...
Obviously,
because I have him now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get rid of him.
You don't even have a Krabby.
Nope. I have a Kingler, though.
You've never even caught one Krabby.
I've never actually physically seen one. I've seen a silhouette, like a nearby one. Never actually seen one, though.
I have, like, six of them.
Krabbies?
I had six Krabbies. Yeah.
Really? You caught Krabbies?
Yeah, I've caught Krabbies.
Yeah, you're gross. You have crabs.
Yeah, lots of them.
In your face and on your crotch. Because of the beard. But, so obviously, basically what we're getting at is the Apple Watch is doing really well. There's a lot of versions of it.
Yep.
Is it a direct upgrade for me? Maybe. It would be nice to have two watches. Without
one,
I mean,
for each wrist, just in case.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. What time is it? Well, left arm is odd enough. Oh, weird. The right watch is the same.
Like a minute off.
It's weird. No, but it'd be nice to like not have to switch bands if I had. I haven't even bought a band because I keep.
It's really not that hard to switch bands.
Well, I know, but like it'd be nice to have like two set up already, like a fancy one and a not fancy one. But I would just be at the point where I didn't do that. Like
now, going into this event, we obviously knew that they would be releasing. Or well,
rumors were they're releasing an updated watch.
Is there a feature on it that you would be like, yes, absolutely yes?
The waterproof portion.
The waterproof is what kind of sells me on it. I absolutely love things that are waterproof, dustproof, and stuff like that.
I freak out when I get water on mine.
Exactly.
I know it gets on the face, and like the face is sealed. I know that already from even watching the iFixit breakdown.
Right.
But I know the buttons aren't, like the crown's not, and the
right.
I can't remember what that one's called. The one button. And then obviously speaker's not, but this one is, so that's kind of a nice thing. Like I don't have to worry washing my, like now when I go to wash my hands, I have to like kind of like push my hand away, so like if I'm using a public restroom, I try not to use my left hand as much to touch anything, so I don't have to wash more of it. Like I still use like soap and water, but I, like wash the fingers on my,
you're more worried about the watch.
Yeah, like I don't care about anything else. Like I obviously want to get my hand clean, but I don't want my watch fucking destroyed because I did pay so much for the watch. The Graveler got closer.
Yeah, I see that.
But I don't know. The GPS thing's cool. I don't run, if anyone knows me. I don't bike.
You used to swim, though.
I used to swim. I don't have a pool, so I don't swim now. If I did, I would swim because I love swimming. I'm really good at it. Hold my breath. that's for two things.
Yeah,
swimming and...
Snorkeling?
Swimming. Yeah, you can snorkel in a pool. I mean, when I was younger... I did scuba diving because I'm in San Diego and it's accessible there.
Right.
You do it now, you have to go to like fucking Lake Pleasant and hope you don't get stuck by a syringe.
Scuba diver's license?
I used to. I don't have any more. Oh. It lapses every 3 years, I think.
We should get licensed.
Yeah, it's fun. We went a bunch of times. It's really fun because we had a lake, El Capitan Lake in San Diego.
That's where they got it from.
Yep, that's exactly where they got it from. And it was it's a cool lake. It's a very large lake, but it's a mountain lake, so it's fucking freezing cold all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the best of snorkeling in, but we've gone there before. Obviously, going to the beach, and we live in San Diego, so like the beach is very close. No matter which direction you go, you're going to get to a beach that's very close. Some of them you don't want to go diving in. Obviously, you want to go more north. Obviously, you don't want to be in surfing areas.
Because you can get hit by a surfboard.
Bad news. but yeah, snorkeling's fun. Like snorkeling, scuba diving's really fun. But it's not great. But you know, it's pretty cool.
There you go, Mike. There's your challenge. We're gonna get scuba diving license. It's not license.
Have we ever asked him? Does he swim?
I don't know. He's from Yuma, so that's true.
I mean, desert people. I don't know if they swim or not.
I'm not sure.
I know he didn't grow up with a pool. He's never really talked about it.
Uh-uh.
That's a good question.
Ask him later.
All right. Mike! I'm going to forget.
He'll answer it next week for you.
Yeah, probably. Maybe. I don't know. Probably not. Let's see. On the topic of the watches, though, the waterproof thing enticing me, the GPS thing, I mean, obviously, with being able to be used as an API, things like Pokemon Go will be able to use it. So you could use it for that, and if there's anything standalone. But again, you can't really catch them from your watch just yet. So it's hard to say, but I don't know. I might want it. I mean, there's nothing other than the waterproof. I was hoping for maybe a slim down design, but obviously with all the stuff in it, it's really hard to make it any thinner than it is.
Yeah, it's really hard. The one thing I do like about that, though, is that means that any accessories that you purchased for your original watch, like I purchased the Lunatic
case for it,
just for when I go hiking or whatnot, that little bit of extra protection. But since they didn't announce any size changes or anything like that, it seems like any of your watch bands, any of your accessories will just work with this.
Yeah, I think it's the reason why they call it Series 2 versus a Watch 2.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to stress the fact that it's the same physical size.
Yeah.
And they didn't mention anything about being smaller or lighter other than the ceramic, because obviously that is lighter.
Yeah.
And stronger.
They just mentioned more about the internals, how much faster it goes, and that it's more, that it is waterproof.
It's a dual core processor. And in fact, another thing too is they are updating the Watch Series 1. The newer ones manufactured, they even said, will have the dual core.
Yeah, which was pretty cool.
So that'll help with the speed.
That was kind of a theme throughout the whole entire conference, too, that instead of keeping things the same from the previous generations, that they were actually updating the previous generations.
It seems to be a thing with them a lot, though, too, lately, even with the iPad. Mm-hmm. When they introduced the iPad Pro, it wasn't the 2, or whatever the mini one, the regular size one's called.
iPad. So
it's the iPad, because it's a Pro version, but it's the size of a regular iPad, like Air. It's still just the Pro version. It's the 9.7 versus the 12. The little things they did to that version, they added some of those features to the iPad Pro, like the bigger capacity, which fucking angers me. Sorry. Because I want a 256. That's why I'm excited about the phone having 256. So I'm going to fucking store everything in it.
Got a hard-on for 256 megabytes.
I have a hard-on for anything more than what was in before.
Very like, true, I suppose.
I have every time I upgrade my iPhone, I get the next size, the biggest I can get.
Yeah, you do.
Because I like them big.
Overcompensating.
Yeah, I have, because I have way too much stuff.
He's like, look at all this storage, guys. And I'm like, look, it's the same size as my phone.
Same physical size. That's the benefit. See, it's the same physical size as yours, but I can store more.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mr. Oh, I finally got away from the smallest size possible.
Yeah, look at me. Look at me, actually. I went from the 16 gig all the way to 32 gig, and then Apple Music came along, and I'm like, well, I don't have to store music on my phone anymore, so here's 32 gigabytes of audiobooks.
Exactly. Yes. I don't give a fuck. I can store all the Kindle books.
Even though I only listen to them one at a time, and then I actually
delete
them.
Do you
delete
them? I have not deleted a single one.
I delete them off my device.
Yeah, I have not. I just realized that the other day, I'm like, oh, I probably have a bunch on my phone.
Oh, if I would have kept them all on there, it'd be... Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
That's an official number, too.
Because that's not just the audio. We have the audiobook and the Kindle portion of it.
Yeah, I don't put the Kindle portion on my phone either. Because
so, yeah. Oh, because you use Audible.
I use Audible on my phone.
Because you use it the
I would CarPlay. Really like the Amazon Kindle app to support the CarPlay stuff.
I think it's dumb that they have two apps. I realize it's two companies.
Right, but it's still Amazon.
Yeah, it's Amazon. They should have Audible tied into the Kindle app.
You can.
Well, no, I'm saying they should have it just in there, like automatically. There's no Audible app. It should just be a Kindle app. And if you want to use Audible, there should be a button to go Audible. But like if you open a book and you have it with WhisperSync or you buy the audiobook with it, it's literally just a play button. It used to be different. You had to hit the audio thing or you had to switch it from the book to that. Now it's literally just a play button in the bottom. It's the greatest thing I've ever done. Because I don't read books on my phone, mainly because it's fucking annoying because it's so small.
Yeah.
But that's why I bought a Kindle.
Yeah.
Which is funny. I was like, why isn't this updating? I realized it switched the router, I didn't put the Kindle on the new Wi-Fi. So I was like, why the fuck is this updating? Went to go read the End of Misery, and I was like, fuck is happening? Why isn't this updating? And I was like,
To be fair, you'll have that issue every once in a while. Like, in the last couple of days, I've run into an issue where the Kindle won't update on won't update the server. Like, it'll say, you can literally force it to sync to the furthest page, and it'll be like, hey, don't worry, buddy, you're on the furthest page. Next morning, I'd get up and I'd go to sync my phone up so that I can listen to it on my drive to work, and it's like, no, you're at the furthest page already. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
No, I don't think I am.
I should be further.
Because I read yesterday on a book.
Then I close out my, then I go back over to my Kindle and I pop open my Kindle. My Kindle's like, you're on page 149, but your latest read page is 130-something. You want to go back to the 130-something? I'm like, No, I want this to go the other way.
What am I, Martin McFly? I don't want to go back in time.
Right? They really do need to fix that. I mean, it'll be perfect for the longest time after an update, and then slowly, for some reason, it just stops syncing correctly.
Hence, they update. Yeah. They're like, fuck, panic. Patch it.
Anyway.
Blah, blah, blah. Capacity. I think Mike's here. The watch, again, so basically... Might be an upgrade, I don't know. Otherwise, the other big announcement.
Yeah, right.
since we are already really running out of time.
Yeah.
The big announcement for today was the one everyone was really waiting for, which is the iPhone 7. No!
Let me talk!
No!
Oh, my God.
Leave. Let me talk. You don't even have a microphone.
I'll take Joe's.
You're not even here.
I'm here. I took Joe's microphone.
No.
Anyway, so obviously the announcement of the iPhone 7.
Yes.
In the iPhone 7 Plus.
Yes. So it's not the active. Like, it was rumored for a while that there'd be the active version, and it's not that.
No. It does have a major design upgrade. The body style is very, very similar overall. The biggest thing, the camera still protrudes, but not nearly as much, I noticed, because it's not a metal ring. It's actually part of the body.
Yep.
But the biggest improvement to the body style is the fact that it's water and dust resistant.
Yeah. They say that even though it's IP67,
yep.
I know most people probably don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
IP6 is actually the highest rating for dust, I say dust resistance, but dust proofing, meaning that there is no way in their 8 hours of testing that dust got into this device. So it's IP6 rated and it should be really good against dust. It's IP7 rated, meaning that it they tested it for, I believe, 30 minutes under 1 meter of water.
Yeah.
So it
within
should be
1 meter of water.
Within 1 meter of water. It should be waterproof. Obviously, they don't want to say that because you don't want people
swimming with it.
You don't want other random shit to happen. So it should be dustproof, waterproof, which for me is a huge seller because obviously these guys know I have a LifeProof case on mine. Because, a lot of times I don't buy the insurance plans to go along with it. I would totally get the Apple one. But the last time I bought my phone, they didn't offer it, and I didn't really think about it. So it keeps the, LifeProof case, keeps all the water out, keeps all the dust out. But it does hinder things.
Yep.
And that's what I don't like. But this, in this case, it's already going to be waterproof, essentially.
Yep.
Waterproof and dustproof.
For the most part, you're needing
for the most part. Yep. Yeah, so I can sit there and be one of those people that buys cases and be like, oh, this case is super nice. It has Kylo Ren on it, I guess. That's me putting a case on the phone.
I think someone is pointing out someone has a certain thing on their phone.
Right, but if you found another case that you'd like, for you, it's a matter of just like, I'm going to buy
this
for
down.
A while.
So Joe gets his phone cases for protection because his anal doesn't have protection on his, which is fine. You don't have protection, it's perfectly okay. Doesn't want his phone to go bad or anything like that. So I get it. I loathe fucking cases. Like, I hate them.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like it on my iPad. That's why I don't have one for my iPad Pro. Mm-hmm. Mainly because the keyboard does perfectly fine, but it's made of aluminum. It's not going to scratch if it does fucking see outside. The screens are goddamn... For me, I've dropped my phone before. I've hit it against something in my pocket. I've never had a broken screen.
Right.
Luckily, knock on wood. The thing is, I fucking hate them. I hate phone cases in general. We have all talked about it.
Yeah.
I don't buy phone cases for protective. I buy them because they're cool looking. I bought the Kylo Ren one because I like Kylo Ren. And it's a dope looking case. It's fucking falling apart because it's like a $5 case. But
it's seriously, it's one of those things that's cool. I'm buying that, click it on there, and
boom,
we're good to go.
That's all I got it for.
Look at
the fact that it, like, hopefully this matte one is less slick. Because, like, if you put, which is funny because the two cases I've put on this phone were both slick.
Oh, yeah.
So the bamboo one I had, yeah. Like, you put, like, after, like, at first it was, like, kind of, but if you put it in your pants, it falls right off. I was like, well, this is obviously not a good thing. So I was like, whatever. Eventually took that off because it pissed me off. And then the Kylo Ren's a polished plastic, so it also slides off. And I was like, well, obviously, yeah. Not get a case for keeping it somewhere.
Safe. Yeah.
But yeah, like, I just hope that the matte black one, or as it's called in, black. On there, black. The pincer? Really? I got to restart my thing. It says nothing near me.
Go fuck yourself and your king.
Go
king.
Fuck you. You had a chance to get a Kingler. Don't get mad at me.
Fucking Kingler showed up,
Kingler
Mike.
Kingler showed up here, and I caught it, and he didn't because it ran
one,
away.
One throw, and it booked on me.
Not mine. Two throws, caught it in an ultra ball. By the way, I'm level 20 now, Mike. Boom. Yeah, I got ultra balls,
great
kid.
For sweet, right?
Yeah.
That was awful.
Dude, I had 414 things in my bag when I leveled up. Because I was worried it was going to, like, not give me all the stuff because I didn't have it. Gave me two reusable, or three-time-use incubators, and I have three. It gave me 20 ultra balls. Fuck ton of potions, bunch of revives, shit I just deleted anyways right away. But I went up to 414 things in my bag. I was like, well, I'm not gonna get anything from Pokestops right now. So I deleted all the potions they gave me and all the revive crystals, and I still had like 380 something stuff. Like, so I started catching everything. I was like, fuck you. It was awesome. I wasn't using great balls or ultra balls at all until the Kingler showed up. I used the ultra ball for the first time. Oh, look, a pincer. Hey, that's weird. Yeah. So, biggest thing about the iPhone. You could have said, I'll call you back. It's a message thing on there.
No, just keep
anyways. So, iPhone 7 comes in four colors now. You have the, was it four colors?
Yeah, it was four colors.
The rose gold, the silver, the black, and the jet black.
They got rid of the space gray, yeah.
Yeah, no space gray. No gold, which everyone thought they were going to have, which I thought was, I mean, I guess you could do it, but whatever, not really a big thing. The piano black one, or jet black as it's called, because they can't call it piano black. They could, I think someone else has it. Anyways, is way too shiny for me. Granted, it's crazy build of it. I thought maybe it was going to be the ceramic one like the watch was, but just black instead of white. But it's actually aluminum body, just super polished to, like, ridiculous standards.
Yeah.
And ionized, like, all sorts of crazy shit to get the black, because the black's actually infused into aluminum instead of making it, like, a paint or, like, a finish. It's, like, straight up just melded into it. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
That video is super engineer porn.
Right.
But I'm getting the matte one, so the black one. Yeah. Because it's like a rough polished
it's a nicer,
aluminum.
To me, it's nicer looking.
It does look nicer. Right. I'm getting the plus for sure. Mainly because that camera setup is fucking
intense.
Nuts. Like, dual camera, one telephoto, one wide. It's fucking crazy. But also, it's I like the bigger screen. I've played with them and I regret not getting one, even though I talked shit about it before. It's too big of a phone. Well, I'm an asshole. The improvements on it, obviously, I'm going from a 6 to it, so, like, the performance they showed on it, staggering. Like, it was kind of ridiculous, the performance they got, for difference between even the 6S to the 7, and especially from the 6 to the 7, because, like, doubled performance on some of them, two-thirds performance on other things. Like, graphics is, like, double 60%. Like, it's stupid, like, numbers.
Yeah.
But it's been 2 years, so it's time for a new phone. Way more than time for a new phone. Just lazy. It's one of those things like, oh, I guess I'll get the new one. I'm like, yeah, I'll wait. And then I'm like, new one's coming out in a couple months. I'll wait. Yeah. So time is here. I'm going to get a new one. Pretty dope, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah.
Again, on that one, the biggest seller for me is the waterproofness, the
water
resistance.
Yeah, definitely. So that's going to help. I think that's going to be good for overall too. Like, one, if people think, oh, 1 meter is not a whole lot, it's like you're like if you fall into a pool, you're not falling to 6 feet below the pool. You're falling with 1 meter. Like, you're going to fall within 3 feet.
Yeah.
So essentially, your phone will be okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to put it in a bag of rice and pray to the fucking cell phone god that it doesn't fucking fry itself. you'll sacrifice your neighbor's, you know, children or something for it, which you should do anyways, because children are the worst.
But
especially Mike's neighbors, they're the fucking worst. But from the stories that I've heard, at least. That's a nice improvement to the build to the phone itself. I like the fact that the camera's a little more sleek this time, still protrudes, but not nearly as bad. Maybe I won't get a case this time.
And it's a 12-megapixel camera.
12-megapixel camera. 7-megapixel in the front, which is stupid.
They gave the dual LED flash.
Quad LED.
Well, quad LED, but yeah. I meant dual colors.
Yeah, dual colors, yeah. The true tone.
Yeah, which all the pictures that they showed.
Fucking gorgeous. I realize they're professionals, but still. But still. It's a fucking camera, dude. Like, it's a phone.
And they kept saying no touch-ups. Yep. So I'm going to trust them and say that there are probably no touch-ups on it.
Crazy, fucking gorgeous. Yo. Crazy.
I'm not going to take so many pictures with that camera.
I'm going to take so many. I already do take so many. I mean, really.
Quad core, then they're doing some core sort of splitting where it's two of the cores are going to be the faster ones where it handles most of the
big processes.
So I'm assuming like games and stuff like that. And then they have two cores.
The GPU.
Yeah, two cores are going to be for the lighter stuff. So emails and whatnot, and it's going to try and save on performance of the battery. They said over the I just remember the 6S Plus one. They said that the iPhone 7S will have will have a 1 hour more battery life.
Yep.
And I was it 2 hour for the seven?
Six to seven.
Yeah.
And vice versa. I mean six to seven, 6 Plus to 7 Plus would be the same thing.
Yeah.
This motherfucker doesn't want to stay in Ultra Balls.
Mm-hmm. Ultra Balls? Damn, I caught it with a regular Pokeball.
Well, mine's also eight something.
Oh, yours is 8 go fuck yourself?
No, I think it's just numbers.
Oh, you sure?
Fuck!
Maybe you should just go fuck yourself. That's pretty much it with the phone. I know they spoke about the antenna and they integrated it more into the.
They made the bands smaller.
There.
Unless you get the rose gold, they're blatant.
They reworked the touch button, the home button, including
a new haptic feedback.
Yeah, which sounds pretty cool. Sounds like it's going to be more accurate. But unlike what a lot of people were thinking, where they were going to get rid of the button altogether on whatever this special iPhone 7S
active
version was. They didn't do it. They didn't get rid of the button. It's still now. That's not to say it's not that it's a physical button like a click like you have now. I think it's going to be
a lot quieter. I think because the mechanism is smaller.
Yeah, they hinted at it being more like the trackpad on a Mac.
The new trackpad. Tap pad or whatever the fuck they call
whatever
it.
Whatever it's called.
I don't have one of those fancy MacBooks.
Better screen again.
The build of it makes the screen more flush to the body. Mm-hmm. So like right now, if you run your finger over it, you feel like that little separation. It's supposed to be better.
Yeah.
I think that's really it for
that's
the
really
phone.
It for the phone, and then the biggest things that come out of this conference for me is the headphones, the AirPods.
Yeah, and the fact there's no headphone jack on the 7.
There's
or
no
the 7
headphones.
Plus.
Yeah, and
they're
I
using,
know
it's using people are all
Apple,
fucking
Apple's already
pissy.
Getting criticized about that.
Oh, they're trying to get rid of headphones. No, they're not.
No, they're not. In fact,
no,
they include the
tards.
Adapter directly
which
in
is
the box. They said they're
way out of Apple's normal. They like they usually accessory the fuck out of everything.
Oh, you need something to go from a 30 pin to a lightning.
They're giving you a pair of earbuds, the ear pods with the lightning plug on them.
Or lightning, yeah.
Then they give you the lightning to headphone jack adapter.
In case you have headphones that you liked better than the.
And the best part is it's not a shitty fucking solid piece. It actually has a loose, like a good like.
Yeah, it's not
half
like
an
a little
wire.
Tiny just converter right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it plugs in and it has a little it's flexible, so you're mm-hmm. not like you're not extending out more because it obviously has to have room for the headphone plug to go somewhere. That's the reason they took it out of the body, so they've made more room. Because then it's a quarter inch jack.
Yeah.
Right? But so it's thin, but it's longer still. So you had to take up, you have to have all that receiver room. Now it's not in there. So you only have one thing plugging into the phone, which is the lightning cable. But then the adapter is flexible. So it's not just a solid piece of plastic that's going to snap off.
Yeah.
Because it easily could have been.
Oh, yeah.
This is a legit adapter that actually has a flexible plug on it. And it's, you know, it's it's one up on him because, yes, they realize, like, I guarantee you the meeting was like, well, should we make an adapter or should we put an adapter in the box? Yes. I work at social media portion of it, yes, because I don't want to hear these people fucking complaining on Twitter and Facebook and all those other goddamn places that they can't use their old headphones or we're Apple's forcing them to buy new headphones. Go fuck yourself. Like,
yeah.
It's a thing. It happens. Trust
me.
But
the AirPods are absolutely
amazing. The AirPods are dope.
They were leaked kind of at the last minute that Apple was in development of or going to possibly release a product that looked like some of the I forgot what the other names of them were, but they were the individual wireless headphones. So,
they're Bluetooth headphones, but they're separate.
They're not connected by a wire. They're separate.
And the cool thing is, which is I haven't seen on anybody else's brand that make them, is they're independent of each other. So you can use a left ear or right ear separate from the other ones. Because the other brands, they have to be there. You can use
they're
one because
be,
one is...
They're made to be stereo, though.
Yep, exactly, made to be stereo. This one can actually push the audio that would be normally through both headphones into one.
And
so
you could use it as a
Bluetooth
microphone, yeah.
So in
there's
California,
microphones built into both of them. You can literally just take one out, and then it automatically switches over to just being
one. It has
one.
A sensor in it, so it knows exactly when it's in an ear. Like, it's fucking crazy. You can use Siri from it. You can tap on it, and
which is
you
another
can use
thing
Siri.
I love. You're not holding down a button or anything. It's literally just, it looked like a double tap and done.
Yep, and Siri pops up in your ear, and you can talk to her like normal. You don't have to fucking shout.
There's no turning them on and off because, like you said, you as soon as you take it out, it immediately detects that it's no longer in your ear.
It just shuts
the headphone off.
5 hours of playback.
Which is absolutely fine.
The
for
case
me.
Is a charger and a battery.
Which is dope.
So it can give you up to 24 hours of charge on the headphones. Be interesting to see how long it takes them if they're completely dead to recharge for an extra 5 hours.
True.
But, I mean, after using them for 5 hours straight or so, if you're throwing them back in the case, they're just going to charge up again.
Yeah, and then the case itself, it said 25 hours.
24 hours of charge in the case.
Yeah,
and then 5 hours each on the earpieces. That's dope as fuck. The other part about it's cool is the fact that how they sync up to your phone and device, not just your phone, your computer or any Bluetooth device you're hooking it to.
Yeah,
so your computer, your watch, your iPad, whatever it is, you literally take the case. You put it near it, you flip it up, and then you get a notification on that device, and you click connect, and it pairs up automatically to the device.
And that's it.
By far, the easiest Bluetooth thing next to NFC I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Because NFC is definitely one of the best ways. You just have to go into Bluetooth and tell it, and boom. This, you literally just put it next to the device you want, flip it open, and boom, it gives
done.
You the pop-up.
It's connected.
Connect, boom, you're done.
Yeah.
That's fucking rad. And it switches from device to device, which they were talking about.
Yeah.
So if you want to go from your, like if you're going to go running.
And you don't want to
carry
your phone with you.
Guess what you can do? You can throw your phone away from you, like, you know, whatever. And you can stream stuff, you know. Well, not throw. I mean, you probably shouldn't throw your phone. Unless it's in the 1 meter of water and it's fine.
Yeah, perfectly fine.
Yeah. 1 meter of water.
1 meter.
2 meter of water, your phone's fucked.
1.1 meter of water, you're fucked.
Yep. One point anything. But yeah, so that's pretty dope. It's pretty rad. They look exactly like the AirPods now, just without the wire, and with a silver ring at the bottom.
They do look a little bit longer. And once I got
a little bit longer, yeah.
But that's where the battery is,
and
that's
also where the mic's
okay
at.
With it. That's where the mic is, so it does give you a little bit closer to your.
Because it has the mic pickup on the earpieces, just like the current ones do, so it block out the background noise. But then it has a boom mic to catch what you're saying, so naturally, so you don't have to try to turn your head and talk into a mic.
Yeah, so it looks a lot more sleek than some of the other ones that you would see where they
low
stick
pro,
out.
It stick to your head a little more because it just has a little bar that comes down. They're still stark white, so like no matter what, it looks
yeah,
like
it kind of would, like you said,
I really wanted
the conference,
a black set
a black
or a gray
version
set.
Would have been a little bit nicer. But
just
having
white earphones makes me fucking mad. Hey, guess what showed up?
But the biggest thing for me was the price. And
yes.
I said, so going into this, I've seen, like I've said, other products that have come out in the recent couple months, actually, that are the exact same thing, and they're priced right around the $300 to $400 mark. And while those things and that technology was really cool, that price was very prohibitive to me, especially with some of the reviews that were coming out where you would hear people saying that, you know, it was okay, but every once in a while, one speaker would drop out because it's too far away from the phone or however it works. Maybe, you know, your head's too dense and it just couldn't get the signal across the the from speaker to speaker.
Mike is sitting right next to you.
Is he?
You know that, right?
You enjoying your meat curtain there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. That's fucking disgusting.
So I said, while they were talking about this, I said, Cody, if this is under $200,
if I'm not mistaken, you said if they're $199, I'm going to purchase them.
They're
$159. Wow. Incredible price.
Boom. They are undercutting by almost half.
Now, granted, thinking about this earlier today, we were talking about at lunch. Yes, they are Apple-only devices. Like, it's only going to work on Apple devices because the way it connects
up. Don't get an Android phone and expect
them
to work.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. That's, again, very not Apple-esque because that price, like, oh, people are going to... Yes, they don't want you to buy third-party brand headphones. They want you to buy their headphones.
Right.
So why not undercut the price? But they're not undercutting a price. They're making a new type of technology that works with their devices.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about
the
it is
R&D
like,
for them would be a lot less than what a lot of these other ones. Because these other ones weren't from...
No.
They weren't from like JBL or any other giant brand name manufacturers.
There's just like smaller brands. Like, I know Jaybird had ones.
No, it's Kickstarter programs. Jaybird hasn't had ones yet.
Oh, I thought
these were like more of Kickstarter ones. No.
Oh. Well, and Samsung released theirs.
Samsung released theirs,
Which only works with Samsung devices, so... Yeah. Go fuck yourselves if you're thinking Apple. Oh, Apple's trying to get you to buy their stuff. Of course they are. They're capitalists. Yeah,
it's working so far.
Yeah.
I kind of want to want another iPad after watching this.
Yeah. So like the big. So obviously the big thing is there's a lot of stuff coming out. Refreshed watch, so Series 2. The new iPhone. The new AirPods as they're called. Pokemon Go gets an Apple Watch interface now. That's pretty dope. Mario's coming to the iPhone.
What?
Oh, big news from Mike.
Oh, he should listen to the podcast.
Yep, we're not going to spoil it now. We already talked about it. So about wait till Friday.
Pretty much about to end it here.
Yep, we are. That was it for the press conference. We didn't really miss anything, I don't think.
We may have glossed over some stuff.
We glossed over some stuff. We didn't go over all 10 points of the new iPhone. That just seems redundant. You can look it up for yourselves. We talked about stuff that applies to us.
Yeah, go do some work for yourself.
Yeah, fuck you guys. We're not fucking slaves. I said slaves. It wasn't racist. Slaves come in any color. Mostly darker. That's it for this week's episode. It comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Kinda,
Mike,
and Cody. And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.